Jack Osmond, you are seeking re-election to the city assembly. What made you decide to run again?
I have several worked on several projects during my. I've been on the assembly for 4 years, and I worked on several projects that I would hope to be able to stay long enough to maybe see through. So that's my particular reason.
What are those projects?
Well, two or three. One in particular is the Climate Action Plan that I'm very pleased that the Assembly passed, and we have a lot of work to do yet to make that happen. We're into the implementation phase now, and I'd like to work through on that. The Assembly had passed and started a project for affordable housing when we had picked a contractor, done what we thought we could do to establish a contract, and the contractor has not been able to follow through because of limitations on getting tax credits, so that's on hold, but I hope we can get it back online again. I would hope to be able to do something to help process the bench lands that we purchased a couple of years ago, the assembly and city purchased, and we need to be able to get that saleable so that we can get some of our money back on that program.
What, other than your time on the assembly, well, first of all, how long have you been on the assembly?
4 years at this point.
Okay, so a term plus. This is your second
term.
Plus.
I was appointed for the first year. A member resigned, and I was appointed for the first in the 1 year left in his term. And then I got elected 3 years ago to a new term.
All right. What, other than your previous time on the assembly, what experience do you bring and background do you bring to the office?
Well, I have had quite a bit of experience in both management and budgeting in one of my past lives. I've had several avocations, but one was my longest term was with the International Business Machines Corporation, where I was retired as what they called a project manager, and I was in charge of several departments of engineers developing plans for construction and renovation of buildings. So we developed budgets, developed plans. I had control of budgets in the range of $16 million for my operation at that point. So I feel I have that pretty good aspect in my background.
And we would know International Business Machines better as IBM, I assume.
We would do that, I would think, yes. Thank you.
No, sure. I guess I'm always interested in people who run for public office in the sense that it can sometimes be a thankless job. So what influences or events in your life drive you to be interested in public service?
Well, I feel that every person really owes your community some time to help the community prosper. And if you can do it by volunteering at specific organizations, that'll take care of it. If not, why, you're running for office and helping to promote your town, your abilities, keep things moving. I think every person needs to do that as part of their history.
I guess I'm also interested in what changes you'd like to see made in city government. If you could affect change of any kind, what would you like to see happen with the way the city's run?
Well, that's a kind of a difficult question. We're organized as the level city we are with a particular management plan. We require our charter requires us to have an administrator and an attorney and an assembly and so on, and they're all very well specified in that. Some things can take place in reorganizations. Present administrator has made a couple of those and is in the process of attempting to do another one, which I think will help streamline our government, maybe get us some better response time for certain things. I'm a little concerned with the unionization of our police and fire departments. I hope this doesn't lead to any problems in the future. It's going to be a concern this year, trying to make ends meet with the budget and still try to make their contract requirements fit with us. So to make changes in government, oh my, that's really a difficult thing. I wouldn't really want to change any particular people at this point, but right now we have an assembly that works well together, and I would hope that that what new people, which new people are elected, will be able to fit into that hopefully seamlessly and continue as we've been operating. The past couple of years, I think we have done very well as far as an operating group to be cooperative and try to attain specific goals that we set.
Times are tight for the city budget-wise. You touched on the budget just a second ago. Sales tax revenues are down. The economy is sluggish. How does an assembly member respond to those circumstances? What's an assembly member's role under those conditions?
Well, I see at least part of an assembly person's role is to try to provide citizens with services that are truly required for quality of life, but try to get the citizens to agree, understand that there's only so much we can do without more revenue. And we have been told pretty clearly by the citizens in the past 3 years or so that they are not in the least bit interested in any kind of a tax increase to finance any sort of what we might call an improvement in service. So if we can maintain our present services, keep the people reasonably happy with with their quality of life, I think that's one of the main things that we have to do.
It can be tricky often for elected officials of any elected body, Congress on down to city councils and city assemblies, to strike that balance between voting based on their own judgment and voting based on the will of the electorate. Where is that balance for you in your role?
Well, excuse me, I try to discuss the points that we're talking that come up before the assembly with some people, a few people, as many as I can, to try to get their attitude, what they see as a problem or good or bad. But I generally feel that my point of view pretty much agrees with the majority of the people that I think have voted for me.
Has anything surprised you in your time on the assembly? Anything that was different in practice than you thought it would be going into the experience?
Well, yes, the experience of being on the assembly certainly has its ups and downs. It's interesting from my point of view generally, but just to understand, it lets me find out what really is required to run the town, to run the city. And you get help you understand what really needs to be done to make the city operate. And it can be thankless at times. You know, the assembly gets into some discussions that sometimes that I think are not very productive, that sometimes take more time than they should for what really happens. But it's difficult to lead. You know, we've got seven people, and to try to lead the whole group in any one direction is pretty tough as a rule. So pretty much have to try to do what you feel, what I feel, what the others feel is right from their point of view, and see if we can't reach some point of agreement. Maybe give a little here, give a little there, take a little here, but try to come up with a decision that benefits the city in the end.
What do you like about it?
What do I like about it? Primarily being on the inside, I guess, is interesting for me. There are some things, you know, that you can't talk about. We have relations, personnel relations and such things that we can't talk about. But generally, it gives a person on the assembly the opportunity, again, to really see what is required. And it sometimes kind of amazes me what all it does take to run a little town of, you know, like this and make it operate.
All right. Anything I didn't ask about that you'd like to add?
Well, there's a couple of other things I would like to see happen over time. I would hope to be able to serve this inland the assembly long enough to actually see a sale of bulk water. If the city can ever make that happen, actually sell bulk water, it would pretty well take care of our revenue needs on in infinitum almost. So I'm really, really hope that we can make that happen. Just today we had a discussion with Gary White, the ED of CEDA, and, you know, we keep working, we keep hoping, but nobody at this point is willing to say that's going to happen tomorrow or even next year, probably. And the other thing I would like to see happen is that to help us improve, maintain the Sawmill Cove property that we have would be to try to get some sort of a multi-purpose dock there so that we can actually make that property be a real revenue-producing property out there.
Jack Osmond is a candidate for the Sitka Assembly. The municipal election is on October 5th. Jack, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much, Ed.